Got to get the right cat.
Won't fetch.
They don't quite give love like a dog.
Oh, I don't know.
They don't.
I've seen some. If you get a jar of peanut butter, they'll give as much love as a dog.
What is wrong with you this morning? He's very sexually charged, isn't he?
He's just
sorry, I had a dream last night and didn't get a chance to take care of it before I came into work.
Yeah, you want to tell everybody what your dream was?
Told me about it, and I swear to you, I am complaining to management today.
It was a sex dream involving George.
And you don't think so? I am. I'm going to Mertis at 10:01 today, and I'm filling out a report. I've been waiting a long time.
Okay, what are you going to say?
I'm going to tell her about the dream that you had last night that you felt compelled to tell me.
What was it?
I'm not repeating it on the air because it's offensive, and we would lose our license.
Okay. That's because you couldn't think of something in time.
No, I have a witness, as a matter of fact.
I did hear it.
Okay, then what did I say?
You said that you had sex with a certain part of George's body in your dream.
What?
But your terminology was much more vulgar.
Graphic, offensive.
That.
And then filing charges on you guys. Oh, that was on air.
And then you made George respond to it.
Yep.
How could I make him respond to it?
You said, respond to it, and then you said, now you know what feels like to really be aroused, don't you, George?
Yep.
What?
It'll all be in the
that
report.
That is craziness.
So I'm serious, man. I am filing against you today.
I don't even understand what you are talking about anymore.
Oh, well, you will. Tomorrow when we have a meeting behind closed doors with management, and you're going, oh, no, look, it was just a joke. You know, we joke around. And anyway, right, George? Right, George? No, Gordon? No. I didn't find it funny.